Well, it's not very often we get to talk to Andy Page about something beyond fashion, but I guess this has to do a little bit with fashion, right, Andy?
I think so. I think there's a way to incorporate this into your image. Absolutely.
It's National Compliment Day. What's up with that?
I know. I actually love this. Did you know that there was a National Compliment Day, and it's January the 24th?
I did not, but you're so beautiful to have pointed it out.
Oh, and you're so lovely to recognize that. Thank you. Yes, National Compliment Day. Well, the thing about compliments are, you know, it's the number one way to, you know, make more friends or to look more lovely and to be thought of more positively. I mean, you know, when I was young, my grandmother used to tell me all the time, she's like, just find something that you like about everybody and be sure to let them know.
Okay.
Because in her mind, that was how, you know, you could make friends. And people would think that you were more, you know, a positive person. And she has a real point. But the other way that I want people to use National Compliment Day is to start to recognize, you know, not just traits that they like in other people, but fashion and image and ideas that they see that they like in others. You know, whenever I'm working with someone to create their own personal style or a unique image, we always have to get to the core of what it is that they ultimately like. Like, who are you? What do you like? What do you not like? And I know that that sounds so simple, and I've encouraged your fans in the past to make a likes journal and things like that, but National Compliments Day is an opportunity for you to start to recognize what you like in others, let them know, and then take note for yourself.
Okay, so if you see something that you like on somebody else, first of all, compliment them, and then second of all, copy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Note of it. I mean, you know, if you notice that, oh, I really like that blouse, or oh, wow, I really like that, you know, accessory, or those are great shoes, or wow, she really went bold with her eyeglasses, or that haircut is really awesome. I mean, these are all things that you can just start to recognize and take note of so that you can incorporate them into your own personal style, right?
I love it. Thank you very much.
Well, and I just want to let you know that the other thing that I do, building on my grandmother, is with my own kids, I actually pay my girls 25 cents a compliment when we're at a social event or a party.
Come again?
Yeah. I pay them to compliment people.
You do?
Because I do. I give them 20, and they know, too. So when we go to a party or a social event, they know that they'll get 25 cents for everyone that they shake hands with and look people in the eye, and they'll get 25 cents for everyone that they pay a compliment to, because it's a great way to engage people. It's a great way to make friends, and it's also a great way to recognize what you're attracted to. So it's a win-win all around. So National Compliments Day is a fabulous day to make people feel good about themselves, to build your own personal sense of style, and to look more positive to other people.
And hopefully you'll go broke that day.
I'm happy to pay it. Happy to pay it.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome. Well, for more tips like this, head over to my website, tanessastyle.com. You can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest.
You're beautiful.
So are you, my darling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye,
bye, guys.